A blind sailor once told me, "Noise is our fog," explaining that the one sense he relied on could become disorientating with a bad skipper who shouted, a poor helmsman who kept the sails flapping, or a constantly chattering crew. His hazard helps explain our own, that in fog we are immediately disorientated because eyesight is our primary sense. And when deprived of it, we stop believing in things which, without the backup of vision, become more abstract. Compass bearings, depth gauges, even the ship's track. Suddenly we doubt all the factors which are supposed to reassure us of our position. Instead, we stare myopically into the murk, trying to make sense of the grey blanket ahead. Headlands rear up, ships loom near, buoys start to form, as we piece together phantoms in the mist. I recall doing exactly this from the deck of a pal's Saddler Barracuda moon boots while approaching the Shetland Islands from Sweden. Then the fog cleared and we were alone in the middle of an empty sea with not an oil rig, a headland or a ship in sight. You can be just as thrown in waters you know like the back of your hand. One foggy night in my old 18-foot Essex One design Polonaise, I once tried to get round the head of a supertanker anchored in the River Thames. Its bridge was huge and well lit, but it was surprisingly close inshore. As I got nearer, the bow was fixed to a lengthy jetty which ran away into the fog, and I realised I was trying to ram Southend Pier, an object I had known since childhood. There was an old skipper who traded up and down the River Medway for most of his working life in an antique stumpy barge, but then his barge was fixed with the freight for Ramsgate and he crept out of his comfort zone and into the estuary, keeping the North Kent coast close to hand. His was a foggy night passage too, and to his horror, a bridge appeared dead ahead. He lowered his barge's rig down, shot the bridge, and heaved up again as she swept clear of Margate Pier. Pre-dawn on one hot, windless summer morning, so as not to awaken other sleeping yachtsfolk, I was row-towing my old engineless 26-foot Bermudan cutter Almeta out of Gravelines, North France. My crew, Pete Willits, was at the helm, and although it was foggy, we were both confident it would burn off as the sun rose. Out in the Dover Strait, we lashed the tender alongside the boat and shipped the Seagull outboard. She made 3 knots under power, and we struggled towards the pillar buoy on the far side of the channel before the bowsprit disappeared in thick fog. "We'll be out of the road in 20 minutes, I said, "and over the shallows." The damnable thing about fog is that invariably there's no wind, which means you're motoring and therefore suffering blind man's fog. You can't hear the threats you imagine are nearby. So with Pete on the helm, I stood on the foredeck, ear turned to the wall of fog. 40 minutes passed and I knew we were out of the channel when a ship's hooter sounded about 60 feet above my head. Then its wash rolled in out of the fog and set Almeta rolling and banging against the dinghy. Now completely lost, we headed due south back inshore and near the beach. As we approached the coastline once more, a yellow spoil buoy loomed out of the fog with a huge radar reflector on its apex. "That'll do," I said, and we moored to it. Eventually the fog did burn off, and we proceeded once more out across the Dunkirk Road to witness a cross-channel ferry cut across the shallow sandbank we had been heading for. It's worth remembering that big ships cut corners too.